I joined the club during my recovery from the starvation diet that had halved my weight from a high of more than 200 pounds and granted me a first ghost, the fat boy whispering in my ear, "Did I deserve that? I ate only what you told me to." I had found the meeting time and place listed in the Quad City Times and asked my mother to drop me off there in front of a tenement on a side street in deserted downtown Rock Island, Illinois, across the river from Davenport. It was night. She was glad to do things like that at night. It made things exciting. For some of her children, it worked out better than for others. She sped away. A newer car pulled up, parked, and out climbed a man in a tan belted overcoat. He wore a cap, carried a briefcase, smoked a sweet-smelling pipe. Awesome. "Here to attend the meeting?" he asked. I said I was. He looked surprised, but extended his pink hand. "I'm Howard Koenig. What's yours?" I forced it out, loud. Howard nodded and produced an old key that opened the door to the rest of my life. It was dark inside, and still pretty dark even after he'd flicked the switch. Together we climbed a narrow, creaking staircase to another door off a hall with all the charisma of an Alcatraz tunnel. Howard, enveloped in a maroon pipe haze, unlocked that door too. We entered the musty room rented by the club. More lights, brighter lights were flicked on, and I saw that steam heat had cooked the colors out of the walls. The meeting table was crooked, but such sad details, one after the other, failed to temper my jubilation. I had shaken the hand of one Howard Koenig. He had taken off the coat to reveal a green chiffon suit and tie that went with. He was relating things I should know. He worked in a civilian capacity for the Army Armament Material Readiness Command at the Rock Island Arsenal, the military compound situated on an actual island as the city of Rock Island was not. His favorite author was Edgar Allan Poe, with whom he shared a birthday. His first wife had died in a car accident out east, and after that he moved to the Midwest. He had remarried. Her name was Rita. They had children.